Checking 1-2. There we go. Now it's working.
B3JQ.
All right. Good evening, everyone. This is KV3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland DC section manager. We'll be starting in just a few moments. More people are joining. So I'll give it a few more minutes while we get everyone to join. Thank you. All right. Good evening. And thank you for joining us for the Maryland DC section Echo Link Monthly Net. Stand by for the following message. I'm sure many of you, some of you, might be able to know what we sent, and that's Morse code, and hopefully all of you will sometime enjoy some of that opportunity, and when you learn Morse code. So once again, thank you for joining us for the monthly Maryland DC section EchoLink Net. First of all, I'd like to apologize to all of you and all the members, as it's been a rather busy week, and my opportunity to get out the section news was postponed until just hours ago. And you should look in your inbox, and if you don't find it there, please go to the ARRL website, go to the upper right-hand corner, type the letters MDC, Mike Delta Charlie, press the enter button, and it should take you to the section page where you'll find the section news. You do not need to be a member of the ARRL to use that feature. You'll find the information there. All right, just to share some activities that are going on around both Maryland DC section and amateur radio, and they are listed in the section news this month. First, I'd like to invite all of you to participate in the Maryland QSO party in August, and that's only a couple weeks away. Tell your fellow hams to get prepared to participate, and I'd like to thank the Anne Arundel Amateur Radio Club for sponsoring this year's event. Great. Thanks, John. Code practice on the EchoLink server, I think, is an excellent, excellent idea. Okay? All right. A couple other things I want to bring. I just want to let everyone know. So continue with your safety regime for the COVID-19. It varies where you are. It varies what you do. But continue to try to take whatever precautions are necessary. And please keep informed by using the Maryland State website or the CDC website for guidance. Right. As many of you and many of, I should say everyone, is more familiar with online video conferencing and teleconferencing, one of the things that I've encouraged is to use this opportunity, as there are many platforms to be used, just to name a few, Zoom, Teams Meetings, Cisco WebEx, just a variety of group or individual capabilities. I encourage you to promote that at your club level. You'll see some information in the section news this month about perhaps using that to do an open house for new hams, or an opportunity to have a mock contest. So in other words, you set up a Zoom meeting, people come and go, and you do the exchange, and that way they get an experience with contesting, doing exchanges, they get an experience with doing contesting as far as listening for others, waiting your turn. I'm sure in some of those applications there could be a pileup, but that would be pretty cool too. And then you might also enjoy doing some radio along with that. So there's a good challenge for everyone. Great. And lastly, just a reminder: we're in the dog days of summer, and there's always a potential for severe weather. We've had some already, or other major calamities. Hopefully, we will not have any of those. But always be mindful of the weather and keep track of changing conditions, there's plenty of resources available online. I added some of those to the section news this month.
Right.
And then finally, I'd like everyone to look into and explore the opportunities of getting signed up and registered with Aries Connect. Also, if you haven't completed an Aries registration form and you have an interest in emergency communications, support your community, and served agencies, there's information in this month's section news on how you can download the form and how to route it for approval, and also how to get to the volunteer site so you can be registered in Aries. A good starting place would be at your club and your local EC. You can certainly ask those members that are Aries members how to do this. Many of them are familiar with this. And also, it's a good time for training. So we trained to get our license. Now here we are. And now it's time to be trained so we can help our communities when there's a need.
Right.
If you see the section news, I've also listed the upcoming HamFest, both those that are in the section and those that are outside the section. There are also a list of training classes that will be coming up. Some of them are remote. Others have specific requirements. They're referred to as walk-in or no walk-in allowed. Just make sure you coordinate with your VEC group that's giving the testing so you know what the rules are, and make sure you come prepared.
Right.
You'll also find in the section news, you'll find the Aries report for Maryland, D.C., and you'll find the section traffic report also in the section news. If you have your browser opened right now or would like to have a moment to do that, go to the top of the page for ARRL. I'll give you a moment to do that. Find the area at the top of the page. Now, you have to be a member now. Find the area at the top of the page where it says your profile. This is how you can get the section news and other alerts and information via email from ARRL. And there's a whole bunch of things that you can get from ARRL that are sent out. The information about the satellite two-line reports, DX contesting, club activities, and just a myriad of information that's available that comes into your inbox, and you can make selections. So go to the top of the page, click on your profile. When your profile opens, select the button that says Edit Email Subscription, and you'll see a list of those deliverables that are available to you. I highly recommend that you check the box that says News and Information from your Division Director and Section Manager. And the section news will be delivered to your inbox that you have set up at the league to forward your mail to your inbox. Okay, folks, we'll get started. We're going to take a break. Everybody ID. Thanks. Okay, we're going to go down from the top of the list here, and we'll cover the repeaters as we go. So as the repeaters come online or the link systems that come online, I will ask someone on that link system to identify their call sign and then call for other stations that may be waiting to check in from the RF side. So we'll start at the top of the list here, and when we get to those repeaters, we'll ask for those folks to give us a quick update. All right? We're also going to do this in section order, and that is, first I'm going to call any assistant section managers, and then we're going to go to any division representatives, and then we'll go through the org chart. We'll take care of the section leadership first, then clubs, and then we'll get to each of you. And we'll get through this pretty quickly. Thank you. Stand by. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW. EchoLink system and linked repeaters. Stand by. First, I'd like to go to WB3GXW. John, if you're a cable, can you give us, before we get to the end of the night, because there people start to drop off, can you give us a quick status and schedule for the upcoming bulletins this weekend, please, sir?
Okay, good evening, Marty, WB3GXW. All right, the bulletins are as follows. They will be transmitted on the Warsh underscore DC conference server and also my repeater in Silver Spring. Tomorrow night will be amateur radio news line, followed by ARRL audio news. That will be at 8 p.m. local time. If the link puts out any other bulletins or technical programs, they will be transmitted as well. I want to break for a pause. The evening at 7 p.m. local time will be the latest edition, this week's edition of This Week in Amateur Radio. And it starts off with 30 minutes of news and information, and then it has a technical segment which talks about computers and along those lines. And then about 40 minutes into the bulletin, my favorite segment is the Ancient Amateur Archives, produced by Bill Cottinelli, W2XOY. And he talks about things that, from dating way back to Marconi to the present. It's interesting, some of the segments he's had. Particularly, I learned something about the Titanic that I was not aware of. But there's many different segments on there. They talk about many different things. It's an excellent segment. And there's some other segments on antenna climbing. So that's it in a nutshell. And as I texted you, Marty, if somebody wants to use one of my servers for code practice, I think that would be an excellent idea. I would suggest they would do WB3GXW-L. But whatever, we'll work it out. Back to you, and that's all I got. Good night. Stay safe, everybody. WB3GXW clear.
All right, John. Very good. Nice one, Al. If you want ancient radio, call me. Okay, so now, thank you very much. We're going to go to section staff. Do I have any assistant section managers? Assistant section managers that would like to give the section a quick update. Assistant section managers. All right. Do we have an appointed the Maryland DC section appointees? That would be like the section youth coordinator and others that have been appointed to positions that, and that would include also the section emergency coordinator or assistant section emergency coordinator or anyone in those areas. Go ahead.
Victor Quebec, good evening all. Let's try again. WBCKAS, Captain Emergency Coordinator, Brandywine, Maryland.
There
is.
Kilo 3
Foxtrot,
good evening,
John,
no
traffic.
3JQQ.
Whiskey 3, Tango Delta Hotel. Tom, Tacoma Park.
KC3GDV, Eric, Section Youth Coordinator. We did do the electronics merit badge with the Boy Scouts in Four Rivers District, and that's all I have to report.
Stephen, KC3DSO, Assistant Section Emergency Coordinator. Just a couple of quick things. The Maryland DC WinLink check-in net is running well. The instructions and the link are inside of Marty's section newsletter. Please click that link. You can get a quick description of how to format the messages. Second Tuesday of every month for a 24-hour window. And also, I'm sure someone else is going to bring this up, but Winmore is basically toast. It could be out by the next full update from the WinLink development team. So you need to organize your next in-line option for HF communications. That's it for me, Marty. Thank you. KC3DSO.
Okay, very good, Steve. I got that. I got Eric. Eric, did you say Two Rivers or Twin Rivers? Kilo Charlie 3, Golf Delta Fox, Victor. Did you say Two Rivers or Twin Rivers? I couldn't copy.
Four Rivers District. KC3GBV to KB3XMXM Marty. So it's Four Rivers District. KC3GBV, over.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Eric, and thank you, Stephen. I've got Father Al on section and traffic manager, and I've got Jim, and since we've already heard from Stephen, so let's move over to the section emergency coordinator, Jim K. Whiskey Bravo 3 Kilo Alpha Sierra. Go ahead, Jim.
KB3MXM on the net, this is WB3KAS. Very good evening, Marty. Everybody else who checked in. Looking to see if you wanted the report when we signed in or you were just looking for a list. So actually, I just did my call sign. But okay, we're off and running with the Aries Connect. PG County is well registered and up and coming with adding information and data and all the good stuff that they're asking for. And the next step is to get enough people in there so that you can start lining up reports with hours and that kind of thing. Rick? There we go. We have 12 of the 17 emergency coordinators who are appointed submitting their monthly reports this month. Coincidentally, it was the same 12 we did it last month. So we've got five that haven't submitted them, and we've got two who haven't submitted them since they've been appointed. And, of course, you know who you are. We need to get you on board with your report, please. We are continuing our monthly Aries meetings on Zoom. The next one we're having is Monday night. We are finishing up with level one in the Aries Connect. We have 12 lessons that we've identified as requirements for level one, and we're going to be finishing up what we started last January a year ago, and hopefully we'll have everybody signed up by sometime, maybe August or September. Rick? And I want to add one piece of document that you can check off in your profile, and that is the Aries e-letter. Comes out came out last Wednesday in the middle of the month, every month, and it's some dynamite information in there for those who are into the MCOM community, and it has all the write-ups of all the things that happened in the last 30 days around the country, and a little bit of history along with that, and it's quite a read once a month. So. And that is all I have it right now. I might have some other things as I hear other people speak. So back to that. Very good evening to everybody. This is WB3KAS Brandywine.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. And Pat, I heard you, KK3F, I heard you in there. Hang on a second, sir. We'll get to you in just a moment. Let me go to a W3YBQ, the section traffic manager. Father Al, do you have some words for the group tonight? Thank you.
Yes, good evening, Marty, and our distinguished guests from Division and elsewhere. And I do have a few words. First of all, there was a note placed in my section of the section news this month having to do with liaison stations. Throughout the national traffic system, we have a variety of mass traffic generators, some on the west coast, some on the east, some in the middle. They've divvied up territory, so generally any new amateur radio operator in our section is likely to receive two messages welcoming them to amateur radio. The first from someone in the States here, it's usually Kate, K6HDN on the west coast, and often DL4FN in Germany, which is kind of an interesting treat for a new ham. Right? But they are not the only stations who generate such welcoming messages. There are other organizations and nets that do that as well. The problem is that we have relatively few liaisons coming to MEPN, or MDD for that matter, from the various counties, 23 counties in Ocean City and Baltimore City and the District of Columbia involved in our territory here. And when we get messages for newcomers in any of those areas other than a few counties where we do have regular liaisons, like Anne Arundel and Washington, Allegheny, and Baltimore County, if you count me, we wind up having to deliver those messages through our net members using wide area telephone service, which is fine. It works. We get the traffic through. Right? The problem is that none of the operators on my nets can be expected to be as up-to-date as you all are in your individual counties and areas groups with regard to where the repeaters are, how to get started, where the clubs meet, and perhaps give a ride to a new hand to a club meeting for the first time, etc. and so forth. And in fact, a number of our amateurs have stated that they feel a bit uncomfortable going behind the EC's back by delivering traffic to new amateurs in their counties without their knowledge and permission. And certainly getting their knowledge and permission in advance would prohibitively delay delivery of traffic. What's the answer to the question? Liaisons, right? All the areas groups, particularly those who participate in the HF nets each month, can come up on the Maryland Emergency Phone Net. You may even have enough people to do it every day. There might be one ham who would like to do that, in fact, but there may be three or four who would like to take a day or two each. Whatever their pleasure is fine with us, and in fact, on newcomer messages, don't tell anybody, but we could delay them a day if it takes a liaison that long to come up to the nets to pick it up. The alternative would be to send it to the ECs in the blind by email or Winlink, and require that you acknowledge it by reply message and let you take care of delivery that way. That's a bit brutal and impolite, so I prefer not to go that route. If you're teaching in Aries about the NTS, right?
B3JQ.
A really good way to get the upper hand on that subject with your newcomers who you're trying to encourage to join Aries as well is to give them some direct experience with the national traffic system, and when you deliver those greetings messages for new hands, explain to them how our national messaging works, how our statewide messaging works, how our county-to-county messaging works, which our NTS operators and RRI operators specialize in doing. And that is in full compliance with the Aries Manual and with Methods and Practices Guidelines. If you all have any questions on the subject or how to do those things, send me a mail at w3yvq@arrl.net. Thank you, 7-3, and stay cool.
All right, thank you, Father Al, and if anybody would like to know why we call him Father Al, you can email him also. Okay, let's see. We're going to now go to any other liaison or appointed stations. I'll give one more call for appointed station. Did I forget anybody here? Let's see. I got that one. I got none more. Okay, is there any other MDC section appointed leadership that would like to make a comment here on the net this evening before we move? Next will be our division representative, which is WI3N Jim. Is there any appointed MDC section leadership for comments before we go to division?
KA3AHI, Wanda.
All right, perfect timing, Wanda. Thank you very much. Please go ahead and share with the net.
Good evening to you, Marty, and to everybody who's checked into the net here tonight. I'd just like to say that as Marty's assistant section manager for the hospital program, the hospital program will be conducted on the HF Hospital Net, will be conducted on 3820, frequency 3820, and the time is 7 p.m. The date is Wednesday, July the 22nd. Everybody is welcome to join us. Listen up for Chuck Dorsey, AB3NA, who will be net control station. Please come in and join us. It's open to everybody, and we would love to have you participate. Nicole from KA3AHI. Thank you, Marty.
Thank you, Wanda. And, yes, the hospital program information can be also found on the PG Aries website for the hospital, HospitalNet information. And if you are not licensed to operate there and you have an HF radio, you are definitely encouraged to listen. That's a good opportunity to listen. Okay? All right, very good. Any last call, alibis for any other appointed NBC leadership? Your chance is now.
W3TDH.
Yes, Tom, are you going to report on Skywarn because they're right after Jim?
I wasn't planning to because Skywarn is running sort of abnormal in the immediate past. The last severe we had was well over a week ago, and everybody's probably up to date on it. I was just going to ask if you were going to, since I'm the local EC here, if you were going to cap the discussion that occurred on the EC conference last night. That's all I have for you. Back to net, W3TDH.
Well, my plan is to, I'm going to let that bake for this week, and then I plan to send out a separate NBC section email with information on how to get to the video, chat, and other information, and most recently the WinLink video conference, conference on using WinLink to report earthquakes to the USGS, also the one that presentation that was done last night for Aries and Aries Connect. That was going to be a separate correspondence going out to the section. I can mention, as I just did here, but I was going to make it separate, if that's okay.
Thank you, sir. W3TDH.
All right, very good. Let's go to Jim, Atlantic Division, WI3N. Jim, share with the group tonight, please. Oh, but let me do this first. I'm sorry. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the WB3GXW. EchoLink and Link Repeater Systems for the Maryland, D.C. Section Monthly EchoLink Net. Okay, do that. All right, Jim, take it away. Thanks.
This is WI3N. Oh, I clicked the wrong thing. thank you very much. So, first I'd like to thank Steve, KC3DSO, Assistant SEC, who is also working very diligently with pulling together an Aries MAT group within the division and also reaching down to Virginia. So that has been excellent. They've had several meetings via Zoom and expect to have a number more. So there's a lot of interesting issues to deal with if you're going from outside of an affected area into an affected area. There's a lot of things you need to think about, know, and understand. So they're working through a lot of that, and that is excellent. I'd like to thank Marty for stopping by the Laurel Amateur Radio Club field day virtually. That was great. We had county councilmen and delegates and all kinds of city staff. It was a very good field day virtually, and thank him for that. And tomorrow the Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be testing at Riverfront Park in Laurel instead of in the Women's Club as usual. And that's it for me. Thank you very much. Back to net, WI3N.
All right, we're going to take a short break here, let all stations report, and then we're going to move to our Skywarn representatives, and then we'll hit all the repeaters. And then somewhere in the middle of all that, we'll get to all of you. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Sexual EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink Systems and Link Repeaters. Please stand by. All right, give me just a moment. I got some new stations that have logged in, so I need to capture this. Give me just a second, folks. Hang on, please. I'm just going to have a hot mic here for a few moments to keep it locked up, because we are going to go. We're going to go to first. Let's see, who did I have first on the list here? I had Tom, then Kurt, then Rick, in that order. Tom, Kurt, and Rick. So Tom will be next. Go ahead, Tom. All right, maybe we'll come back to Tom. Let's go to Kurt. This is right. Kurt, right. Stand by, guys. Yes, WA3TOY, Kurt Skywarn. Go ahead.
All righty, Marty. Thank you very much. Well, Skywarn's been quiet the last couple of weeks. However, over the holiday weekend of the 4th, 5th, and 6th, we had activations all 3 days. So a little bit of activity at the beginning of the month, but the rest of the month so far, thank goodness, is quiet. That's about all I have for this evening. So 7-3 for now, and I'll be standing by listening. WA3TOY.
All right, Kirk, thank you. Skywarn. So there's an opportunity for you who have not been involved in Skywarn. There actually is a site called Skywarn. There is online training that's available, as well as classroom when it resumes again. And you can read all about Skywarn and the training that's provided and how you can participate with the National Weather Service. Let's go to Ron. I'm sorry, let's go to Rick. Sorry, Rick. Let me go to Rick. N3RO, and then we'll go back to Tom and see if he's there. Go ahead, Rick.
B3JQ.
All right, and an alibi. We'll go back to Tom and see if he has anything else to add. W3TDH.
No, sir. I think that Kurt covered it. As he said, we've had no activity for over a week, so it didn't seem much to highlight. But we're cooking right along, and I took my refresher with an online class that was well away from here, but still done by our local weather forecast office. But since it's all virtual anyway at the moment, no hardship on me whatsoever. And others can take advantage of that. If you go to the Baltimore Weather Service in a search, it's going to come up on the LWX office, which is their internal designation within the Weather Service. And down at the bottom of the page, you'll see a link that will take you over to Skywarn, and classes are listed there. And you'd do well to take the classes while they're still being offered virtually, because that's the least challenging way. No travel, no comfort of your own home. Can't be better than that. And it does qualify, and they will give you a spotter number. And we welcome any participant that's willing to follow the guidelines. Back to Nip, W3TDH.
All right, Tom, thank you very much. Now let's go to our repeaters. Is there anybody on the WB3GXW link system on RF or anyone that's connected other than what you see here today? I think all of those people are here. Anybody connected on the RF there that would like to check in your call sign, please?
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Romeo X-ray. Brian,
okay, Kilo Oscar 4, you're going to have to give that to me again. I'm sorry, I wasn't in my notepad fast enough. One more time, please.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Romeo X-ray. This is Brian in Arlington, Virginia.
All right, Brian, do you have anything to add to the net tonight, sir?
Going through my repeaters and heard your net this evening, so I thought I'd check in and say hello. And thanks for running a good net and allowing me to check in as a visitor. This is KO4, ERX, back to net.
All right, very good. Any other stations on WB3GXW-R? All right. And we have, I'm just going to list them for you. We have W3SMD, W3PGC, W3ICF, and W3SMD. We're going to do all of those right now. Next on the list is KA2JAI. Mike, if you're on, give us a status update and then call your station, please.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. We have our monthly Aries meeting coming up tomorrow. We will be conducting it on using Zoom. We've been doing that for the last several meetings. On the agenda, we're going to cover Go Kits. Skywarn, WA3TOY, is going to cover that for us. We're going to have a debrief on the PG County Windlink exercise that several of us participated in. It was very well done. Learned a lot. Good experience. And we also have a report on the Nano VNA, very interesting product. Okay, I am going to take check-ins. I already have KC3OQP, N3FQC, and KB3KWT. So I'm going to ask you three to stand by. Anyone else ready to check in, please call now.
N3RES, no traffic.
November Kilo 3 Delta Portable, no traffic.
Kilo Charlie 3 Papa Alpha Juliet, no traffic.
Kilo Alpha 1 Foxtrot, Foxtrot Oscar, no traffic. Okay, I have NK3D, RES, Mr. Prefix, that's okay, KC3POJ, and KA1FFO. So I'm going to go to the top of the list and ask each for comments. Please be brief. Marty has a lot of people to check in yet after us. Let me start with KB3KWT. Go ahead.
No comment.
KC3OQP.
Comment.
N3FQC.
N3FQC, sorry, I don't know if that worked. But I love the information, but no other comments. N3FQC.
Okay, we got you. Thank you. NK3D.
Good evening, everybody. No real traffic. Just be safe, be careful, mask up, wash often. Mike, we'll see you tomorrow at the meeting. NK3D back to net.
Thank you, John. Okay, call sign suffix, Romeo Echo Sierra. Go ahead.
Hello, this is November 3, Romeo Echo Sierra, and 3RES. Just wanted to get in here and say hello to everyone. PN3RS back to net, no comments.
KC3POJ, go ahead.
Thank you, this is saying hello to everybody, and I don't have no comments. This is Kilo Charlie 3 Papa Oscar Julia.
KA1FFO.
KA1FFO, wow, this thing's matured a lot the last time I checked in. Great net. Gotta get my arms wrapped around. I have to talk to you, Mike, offline soon. KA1FFO.
Thanks, Al. Okay, Marty, that's our list. I'm going to turn the net back to you. This is KA2JAI73.
Okay, Mike, my apologies. Actually, I lost my internet connection just after you gave me the briefing on the Zoom meeting and the Skywarns, and I didn't hear any of those stations that checked in. So if you have a list, that would be great, because I don't. Maybe Scott grabbed it. All right, thank you very much for that. Let's go to W3SMD, Southern Maryland. Do we have anyone there checked in? And if we do, call your stations.
B3JQ.
All right, nothing heard. Let's go to W3PGC. And PG Aries, is there anyone checked in there? Your station call signs, please. All right, let's go Philip, W3ICF. Give us a status and call your station, sir.
W3ICF here. Sorry about that, Marty. Let me see if we got any RF check-ins. I don't show anybody on the EchoLink side. Anyone on W3ICF-R RF side. Come ahead with the check-in, please. Name and phonetic call.
Go. November Echo 3 Romeo.
Delta Oscar, Mike in Knoxville, Maryland.
KB3, Echo Oscar Foxtrot, Sandy in Middletown, Maryland.
This is K3CHB Mobile, heading towards Hanover.
Was that B or P? Give me the K3CH question mark.
Kilo 3, Charlie, Hotel Bravo. Kuzo.
That's some kind of a doubling or a problem up there. Last one I've got on there, it was K3CHB. Any additional check-in? Come ahead from the RF on W3ICF-R. No audio. Got a push to talk, but no audio. W3ICF.
The SMD-L's and the W3PGC-L link are bouncing a bit. KB3JQ.
Didn't sound like it came from W3ICF-R. Marty, let me give you what I got here. I got NE3R, and that's followed up at K3DO Mike. That's followed up at KB3EOF Sandy. And last but not least, K3CHB. So you want to call them, Marty? W3ICF.
Okay, very good, Phil. I can't get, some reason, I lost my internet connection and then CXW is not giving me in. So I'm actually coming back through you to the net. So thanks, Phil. I got those stations and the mobile. All right, we'll just ask, is there anyone in that group? I'm sorry, 3R, DO, EOF, or CHB have anything to add to the net this evening? Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone on the net. Just wanted to say hello to everyone and I'm out camping with the scout for the first time in many, many months. Usually we're camping once a month. Heard another scout in there from Four Rivers District. Wanted to say hello. And with that, we'll send it back to net. 73 from NE3R November Echo 3 Romeo.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, any other stations that checked in with IC3 or ICF that would like to add anything to the net?
Got anything, Mike, K3DO?
No, Phil, I don't. Not really. Just good to hear everybody on the net and everybody safe out there. That's all. About K3DO, back to the net.
KB3EOF, anything for the net?
Hello, Philip, Marty, and the net. I just wanted to say I enjoyed the CW practice at the beginning there. Hope that continues in the future. Back to you, Phil, KB3EOF.
K3CHB from out of town. Anything for the net? Go ahead, please.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my check-in. The name is Jimmy, Julian, and Mike. I'm hoping to make the machine okay. I'm headed towards Hanover. I think I stumbled on this machine last time I was down here. The QTH is Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, just outside Harrisburg. I'd like to know where this machine is located, but right now I'm heading to Hanover to stop by a fellow ham's place, a good friend of mine. He printed out a little, he 3D printed a little case for the DRA-30 Delta Romeo Alpha, the little sound card interface for digital modes and voice over IP. First question is where the machine is located. Second question, is this an all-star machine by any chance? Is this a K3CHB?
No, Jim, this is Echo Link, and we are connected into the WASH DC underscore there. Conference server for the ARRL Maryland DC section net. This net runs once a month on the third Friday, 8 p.m. And the repeater you're on is the W3ICF-R located in Frederick, Maryland, and you're coming into the machine in good shape there from Hanover. So hope I answered your questions, Jim.
You did wonderful. Thank you for answering them and completely. Yeah, that's great. All right, so it sounds like an official net. I happen to catch it on a good night. But thanks for having me again. Again, this is Jimmy, K3CHB, back to net control.
Okay, Marty, I'm going to turn it back to you. I hope that was satisfactory. W3ICF, trustee for the W3ICF-R.
This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC section EchoLinkNet. Here on the WB3GXW, repeater EchoLink systems and linked repeaters. Do we have any stations connected via W3? Oh, no, we already took care of that one. Let's see. 143 is connected, thanks to Ken. Oh, I didn't know that. All right, let's do this. KA3POX, right, in Fort Washington. Is there anybody there? All right, let's run down the list here and make sure we get every... Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second. Wrong page, guys. Let me go down the list here real quick. All right, we'll be asking for any comments or information for the good of the order. And the first on my list is N3CVA. Ian, do you have anything to add? Thank you. Go ahead. All right, let's go to Jeff, Kilo Bravo 3, Sierra Papa Hotel. Go ahead.
Thanks, Marty. This is Jeff in Indian Head, no traffic. Back to net, KB3SPH.
All right, very good. Let's go to Stu, Whiskey India 3, Juliet.
Hey, good evening, Marty. Everyone, that's WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg. No comments, Marty. Always learning something new every month there. Thank you very much. And I went to the AMRRL website and made sure I'm subscribed to the section news, which I wasn't. So picked up a little information tonight. Back to you, Marty, WI3J.
All right, very good. Let's recognize also Kilo Bravo 2, Juliet Golf. Joe is in listen-only mode. Also, Sam, thank you for joining us this evening. Kilo Charlie 4, Hotel Mike Lima, both in listen mode. And also, Owen, K3OMS, Oscar Mike Sierra, is also in the listen mode. So we acknowledge those. Let's go now to Ron, Kilo Charlie 3, Papa Alfa Romeo. Ron, a few comments for the net. Anything to share? Go ahead. Okay, nothing to share there. Also, Carlos, November 3, Romeo, Delta, Romeo. Well, that's a great CW call, I'm going to tell you. RDR. Carlos is also in listen mode, acknowledging him. Let's go to Alex. Hello, Alex. Kilo Charlie 3, or Lima, Oscar, Yankee. Go ahead, Alex. All right, nothing heard there. And let's see, who else do we have? Did I say Sam? Oh, Sam's in listen-only mode. Oh, Chris. Chris, there you are as I go down the list. Chris, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Chris, go right ahead, sir.
Okay, good evening, Marty. Thank you very much. Just one quick announcement. We have a new, on the Baltimore Traffic Net, we have a new net control station I'd like to welcome here on the conference tonight. It is, in fact, Sam. He's on the conference with us tonight, Kilo Charlie 4 Hotel Mike Lima. And Sam is taking over the Thursday night net control slot on the Baltimore Traffic Net and also taking and passing traffic. So we're really looking forward to having him continue with us. And he's doing a great job. So welcome to Sam. That's all I have. AB3WG.
Well, that's fantastic news. Thank you, Chris. And the Baltimore Traffic Net meets nightly at 6:30. 1830 on the 14533, 14533, no PL tone, and it is in pretty much central Baltimore County, not very halfway between the Mason-Dixon and Baltimore City. It's got a very good coverage area and can be heard in a lot of places. And while I have the mic, I'll just remind you, there are several repeaters on the Eastern Shore area. A K3ARS out of Chestertown can be reached easily from Baltimore. I can actually reach it from here in Owings Mills with my HT. So look for that opportunity to open some of those repeaters on the other side of the bay, and then that way you'll know what your range is, your coverage. So I did that with the repeater guide. I took all the repeaters I thought I could hit, and I tried to hit them. And then I figured out that there must be a hill just to the northwest of me here, and I can't get to Gettysburg. Imagine that. Okay, let's go now to, I got Jeff already. Let's go to Tom, November 3, Tango, Juliet, Oscar. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everybody on the net. The Godhead Club is still running the daily Stay in Touch net on the 146.835 repeater. And if you look up in the west-southwest sky in about 6 minutes, you'll see a visible pass of the ISS. That's all I have. N3TJO, back to net control.
Oh, wow. ISS. Okay, everybody's going to be able to do that because I'm going to end here very shortly. Now, I'm on the W3ICF, so I can't see the roster. Is there anyone that I missed or anyone that has any information? Oh, wait a minute. I forgot Mark, W3MGZ. Mark, sorry, buddy. Do you have anything for the good of the order here, sir? Go ahead. Partial audio, my friend, a little low. Try again. All right. Well, if you could put it in the chat window, we'll certainly share it with everyone. All right. Is there anyone that I did not call or has something for the net this evening to share with the section? Your call sign, please. All right. Any alibis before closing, and we can all walk outside and see the ISS.
Well, according to this listing here in Pikesville, the ISS rises from the west-southwest at 2112, overhead at 2117, and sets in the northeast at 2123. KB3JQQ.
All right, well, there's your numbers. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Jeff. Do you have anything Scott, do you have anything for the net this evening?
No, I just want some cool, tired of this heat. KB3JQQ.
All right, so we're going to all go see the ISS pass over. And also, if you've not been following the news and you are a stargazer like myself, go outside the new eyes or whatever. The comet's out there, folks. Go find the comet on a clear night. Okay, now, just a bit of wisdom here. If you are looking for the comet to be beautiful with a beautiful tail stretching across the sky with your naked eye, you'll be maybe disappointed. Cameras, even cell phones, pick up a lot more light than your eye does in the microsecond that it's doing it. So pictures usually capture more if they're longer exposures. But even though this is a very significant comet, because we haven't had a good comet in a long time, so go out there and look for the comet and enjoy ISS tonight. Any alibis before we close? All right, everybody, thank you very much. And to John, WB3GXW, and to the MDC section leadership staff and all of our participants this evening, the Skywarn and others from the repeaters, thank you very much for joining us this evening. Check your section news. Please get signed up to get it delivered to you. And looking forward to doing this again next month and participate in the Maryland, D.C. section QSO party. 7-3s all, be safe. KB3MXM.
All right. Look to where the setting sun was. You should see it start rising up after it gets above the clouds. KB3JQQ.
B3JQQ.
To Echo Link on the mobile phone, just so I can communicate. All right, everyone. Have a good night. 7-3. KB3MXM.
W3ICF dropping the W3ICF-R repeater from the Wash _ conference server, returning the repeater to normal amateur use. 7-3 all, W3ICF clear.
W3ICF.
NE3R, go ahead, W3ICF.
I think he came through the repeater there, Phil. KB3JQQ. Yeah, he's on the repeater.